Welcome to Balance Stew. I'm the Minister of Balance, and thank you for joining us. So, in spite of all the crazy things going on in the world, we want to be your respite, place to decompress, relax, reflect, and acknowledge. And in doing so, we will talk about a very controversial topic, generational divide, as it relates to American culture here in the USA. So first of all, do you think there's a generational divide going on in this country as it relates to politics, technology, and culture? Yes, I'm sure you do. You know, but the good thing about it, more people are getting involved with politics than in the past, you know, because of the saturation of information on these social media networks, not to mention the culture wars, the blatant racism, overt criminality. You know, all that stuff brings more media attention, and the younger people are getting involved more. You know, they're on their phones now, YouTube, TikTok, all these different situations. They, you know, texting each other back and forth. So they're a little more involved with what's going on, too, with the politics and the culture. And the young people are starting to wake up. And now they want to shut down TikTok. I mean, since when has the American government and politicians cared more about the tech industry stealing our private information? I mean, I think the establishment, they want to silence the young and maintain the power. I mean, it's already starting to feel like a dictatorship is looming in this country. I mean, they've already provided two candidates for president who have proven to be nothing more than two old relics of systemic racism that nobody but a third of America wants. So, according to statistics, you know, this two-party system of government, time and time again, is proven that it doesn't work for people of color. It's just a confluence that always ends up heading in the direction of the same one river. It always does. And furthermore, the good cop, bad cop strategy, it doesn't work. The veil has been uncovered. The American people, they want better and different options. You know, I mean, as we look around us, we can feel there are distinct differences, you know, in the culture, you know, with race and generations. And, you know, everybody has their own experiences, beliefs, and values. However, you know, these differences can sometimes create perilous tension and division between us. And that's one of the challenges of our time, you know, to try to find ways to bridge the divide between the races and generations. You know, one of the challenging things about our system of government in the USA is we have so many different cultures, voices, and talents, and all of them are in competition for opportunity and comeuppance. You know, our democracy is the standard bearer, you know, nowhere near being perfect. I mean, it's, if you want to be perfectly honest, it's more like a white autocracy, but I mean, it's better than the alternative, a dictatorship, you know. Although that seems to be the direction that we are headed in, unfortunately. But I think one of the ways we can improve upon our less than perfect union is face this overt racism head on, you know, in politics, tech, and culture, and speak on the higher truths, because we all have one common enemy. And if they come for one, they're going to eventually get around to coming for you. So by listening to one another and learning from one another, we can create a stronger and more united front. We are currently living in the Renaissance of Truth, and this is a battle between the perpetual agents of hate and division versus the people of love, understanding, and unity. We must deal with these agents of hate in a nice, smart, and heavenly way. As people of goodwill, we are called to love one another and to work together to build a united kingdom of God. This means that we need to be intentional about our reaching out to those who are different from us and seeking to understand and appreciate their perspectives, but only if they are people of goodwill and willing to try. Agents of hate, that's a deal breaker, man. You can't have civil discourse with hate-filled idiots that aren't going to change their views regardless of the situation. I mean, agents of hate have no logic. It's out the door. This is something that the politicians today just don't seem to understand, which is becoming a big turnoff to voters. You know, current political leadership just doesn't seem capable of meeting the moment. I mean, the current trajectory that these milquetoast establishment politicians are moving on with a strategy is this good cop, bad cop. It just, that ultimately always ends up with the same scenario, you know, benefiting the wealthy whites. And it's growing very old. Furthermore, it solidifies the fact that a true democracy, free of establishment supremacy, must have more options. In addition, more laws in place, too, that verify, that confirm and verify that the internet and media and all forms of communication and business in its entirety is fair and equal in all factions of its infrastructure and business model. I mean, how can you have a true democracy when the wealthy control most levers of media and the politicians? So in essence, it results in the voices of truth getting suppressed and silenced. The people spewing hate, lies, division, they get elevated. They see the most airtime. It's in the algorithms that have no guardrails. All which plays in the strategy of some of the wealthy elite, which is to keep regular working people fighting amongst each other while they laugh all the way to the bank. And let it be known, you know, politicians in both parties are equally responsible for the wealth inequality in this country, which is shameful and disgusting. Another reason why a third party is necessary and imperative for a true democracy, a more perfect union. The USA right now is nothing more than a white autocracy. And if we want to find common ground, we must admit and face the hard truths head on. It's the only way to bridge the generational, cultural, and color divide. We must learn from one another. Each generation and culture has unique experiences and insights that can benefit the world. Younger generations can bring energy, innovation, and new perspectives, while older generations could offer wisdom, experience, and stability. However, that doesn't, you know, seem to be the case in this hateful and divisive cultural and political atmosphere. For some, it appears the focus is maintaining power and control. Instead, we need to be patient and gracious with one another. Generational differences can be challenging. It can, you know. And it can take time to find common ground. However, if we approach these differences with humility, kindness, and willingness to learn, we can build bridges of understanding and unity among people of goodwill. And lastly, we should keep in mind we are all in this together, man, regardless of our age, background, race. I mean, overall, bridging the gap through respect, compassion, and the passing down of knowledge and wisdom is the only way in which we should move forward. That concludes today's show. Thank you for supporting Balance Due. We're a veteran-owned, tax-exempt, nonprofit organization. Our proceeds and donations go toward furthering our message of inspiration, positivity, and spiritual guidance, all geared towards strengthening the community. We need your continued support, so listen to our podcast, review it, share it, volunteer, donate. If you want to know about more upcoming events or new podcasts, please visit our website at balancedue.org. And remember, we don't bend, we don't break, we keep together for heaven's sake. Let's take this journey together, folks. And remember, God blesses those that bless others. Listen to the advice, accept discipline, and in the end, you will be accounted among the wise. Hope to see you soon. Peace.